weekend we hear the very familiar parable of the virgins with torches waiting on the bridegroom. And I think we can get kind of locked up in a few of the things, like why didn't we share and what's that all about? But I think the point of the parable is pretty clear. Any fool can have a torch. Any fool can have a torch. Do you have what you need to fill that torch so that you're ready? And in the end, I think that's really just the fundamental message of our gospel reading today. There's a lovely story that I've heard. I don't know if I have it quite right at this point, but apparently one night, St. Charles Borromeo was playing cards with a few of his friends. And in the course of that card game, the question came up, you know, if this was the last night, what would we do? And so one said, well, I'd make sure I'd get to the confessional. Another, I'd say goodbye to the people I cared about. Another talked about trying to get things in order so that they were ready to receive. And finally, it came back around to St. Charles, and his response was, I think I'll still be playing cards. And I think his point was, if you don't got it together by now, you're not going to get it together. And so the point is, what do we do in our life to make us ready when we don't know the day nor the hour, so that when it comes, we can just play cards? I don't think that what we're called to is that mysterious. I don't think that what we need to do to prepare for the coming of Christ is that far out there. And the conversation between St. Charles and his friends, I think, points to that. I think we generally know what we need to do in our lives. I think we know what it is that we're called to do and called to be. I think by and large, it's pretty apparent to us how it is that we are called to respond to the things that are around us, but I think most of us often struggle to really implement that. We procrastinate. And we just say, well, I'll do what I'm doing so that when the day comes and I know that it's coming, then I'll go out and confess my sins. Then I will go out and try and make things right with my loved ones. My brothers and sisters, the point of the gospel reading today is that we can't live life like that. We know what it is that we need to do to be right with God and with others. And tomorrow is too late. We need to focus on doing that today. To be people of prayer. To attend to the needs that we have to in the sacrament of reconciliation. To be attentive to the sacraments that we receive here. To be people that tries to every day be right with God and others. So that when the day comes, that's not a surprise to us. It's not something that's fearful. It's just what's coming and what we've been expecting. If we live our lives in a manner in which we just keep putting that off, and we'll deal with it someday, well, someday may not come. It may be that we encounter something that comes far before someday. And the message we hear in our gospel reading today is simply to be ready. We don't know the day nor the hour. We're called to live a life that is faithful to whatever it is that Christ calls us to, even when we don't know when it's coming. And that's fairly simple. There's very few of us that I think, if we spent some time in prayer and recollection, couldn't call to mind what it was that it is that we know that we are called to do and who we are called to be. I think most of us would recognize that. I think most of us could easily identify that. And the encouragement of the gospel is simply, so live that today. Live that today and every day. Because we'll be more joyful today. And when the day comes, when the Lord comes, we'll be ready without fear to welcome the coming of Christ with gladness and thanksgiving. Sweet release. We find joy in the presence of God. May it be so. Amen.